T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How young are people handing their kids phones to keep them occupied this young? Ayance Kumar of New Jersey is just 22 months old, but he already knows how to use a cell phone to buy merchandise, apparently. His parents began to suspect something was wrong when the packages started arriving, one after the other after the other. His mom did what I do sometimes. I'll put like 5 things in the cart just to remind me. Hey, I might want to buy this in the future, but I don't actually want to buy it. Anyway, she had thousands of dollars of furniture in her cart, and he ordered it. Over $1,700 worth of furniture on the Walmart account. Boxes began coming one after another. They finally figured out what he had done. Mother Madhu Kumar said, "We have 10 to 12 big, big packages here now. These are accent chairs in very big packages. I can't even lift some of them." Oh, my. Yeah. Might not want to leave that stuff in the cart. Or even better, actually interact with your kid instead of handing them the phone as a babysitter. Okay, meanwhile, while the Biden administration blocks legal Mexicans from entering the country with our stuff in a truck behind them, the Biden administration's attack on our supply lines increased. They opened up a new front this weekend at the borders with their vaccine mandates for truckers. They're thinking that'll take 10 to 15% of the trucks off the road coming across the border. Fantastic. It's exactly what we need. Because you don't deserve no stinking produce. Who do you think you are, ugly American? Whatever. Meanwhile, we are expediting the entry of illegals, whether or not they have COVID. Who cares? So if you're driving a truck and you're coming legally, then no. Not only no, but hell no. You're not going across the border. But if you are an illegal immigrant who is part of the voter drive, why, you can just walk across. And we'll even let you use your arrest warrant to fly on a plane. Look, if we can't identify you and you got no ID, that's no problem. We'll let you fly with your arrest warrant or your deportation papers. We'll fly you anywhere you want to go. Don't worry. U.S. taxpayers will pay for that. Oh, by the way, they're also going to pay for your lawyer. Headline, Biden plans to give taxpayer-funded legal services to illegal aliens. Yeah, to fight you, the people. And anyone who'd get in the way of the voter drive, which is what this whole thing is. President Joe Biden's administration is set to roll out a new federal program funded by you, chumps, that will provide legal services to border crossers and illegal aliens. It will primarily help them, give them assistance with, fighting deportation so they can stay here long enough to vote. But it will also help with personal problems that they have, too, here. In the country. So it's great. So if you're an American, do you get a free lawyer? Not unless you commit a crime. But they get a free lawyer. Very exciting. It's very exciting. You know, Breitbart nails what this is in this article. Let me read it to you, because boy, do they explain this well. The expanded legal services for border crossers and illegal aliens are part of a larger plan by the Biden administration to transform the southern border into a mere checkpoint for foreign nationals seeking entry to the U.S. The goal envisions, quote, This is the goal of the Department of Homeland Security. The goal envisions, quote, European-style reception centers, unquote, where border crossers and illegal aliens are immediately met with medical services, legal advice, educational programs, all for free. Unless they're driving a truck, in which case we stop them right at the border right there. Hey, you're not bringing those supplies over. The Biden administration for months has sought to increase legal aid to border crossers and illegal aliens. And before it was only offering it to children, but now their parents can get it too. So it's so exciting. You get the free flight, free hotel. No need to take a COVID shot. We'll just deposit you wherever you would like to go. Yeah, this is all one big voter drive. Meanwhile, can you say hush money? After Echo Health Alliance assisted the Chinese military in developing COVID-style viruses that kill at the Wuhan lab, you'd think that the Biden administration wouldn't want to be associated with them anymore, but they just can't get enough. Giving Echo Health Alliance their largest ever one-time grant, they've given them more money than this, but it was in different chunks, $4.7 million. Another grant. Because they love the work they're doing, I guess. Now, Echo Health Alliance is the group that the Pentagon also used to funnel money into the Wuhan lab to create killer viruses. Oh, in case you're doubting what they do, let me let you hear once again from Peter Daszak, the head of Echo Health Alliance. Tell us, Pete, about the killer viruses you're engineering. By the way, he said this on stage with Anthony Fauci back in 2018 at a summit when he discussed how it is that Echo Health Alliance works in China to create killer viruses, which we're told they did not do, but they did. Here's Pete explaining how he makes killer viruses in China with your money.
So we sequence the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
Killers. Pete's making killers with your money. In China, it's very exciting. So, Pete just got paid more, $5 million more, your taxpayer dollars. I guess he'll make more killers. I don't know. No one cares. Anyway, I don't know why you do this, but they just did. Well, hush money. Got to keep them on the hook, I guess. I mean, I don't know. So just so you know, your government is still conspiring with the Chinese government to create killers with Pete here, who's very open about what it was he was doing. But no one can find him for an interview. That was back in 2018. No one can find him for an interview now. I'm sure it'll be fine. Meanwhile, the crash of Joe Biden is a historic thing. It is a jaw-dropping thing to watch. And it's the sad thing is I don't think the American people really understand, unless they listen to a show like this one, how bad this man is. I mean, they just see the stuff that slips through the mainstream media. We know the level of evil. I mean, just look at the last, Biden administration still funding Echo Health Alliance. Are you freaking kidding me? But they are. One of the polls you need to look at is the civics poll right now, because there's a shocking thing still going on. It has not changed. Joe Biden is least popular with the youngest voters, 18 to 34. We've never seen this before. If Democrats are unpopular, he's always most unpopular, or she, with the oldest voters, and then gets more popular as you go down in age. This is new. And folks, if this sticks beyond Joe, it could be generational. Did you see what happened in the civics poll over the weekend? Did you just listen to this? This is unprecedented. There are now only four states left in the entire nation where Joe Biden's approval is higher than his disapproval. Okay, civics is one of two big trackers. Rasmussen is the other. Civics is interesting because they break it down state by state. Rasmussen just gives you one number. Okay, so there's only two big trackers, tracking polls. Civics is one of them. That's why we're paying attention to it. Listen to this. Joe Biden's approval was higher than his disapproval in only four states. Want to know what four states that was? This is shocking. It's Vermont. Wait, hold on. Now I don't just. Where did this go? Here we go. It's Vermont, Hawaii, Maryland, and Massachusetts. And why is that interesting? Because Joe Biden's disapproval rating is now higher than his approval rating in California. Let that sink in. Yep. Back in December, his approval was 46. His disapproval was 44. That's flipped now. He's at 42, 47. In other words, in California, Joe Biden is underwater. I wouldn't have thought that was possible. Let me repeat that, because I know you're driving, you're thinking, I didn't hear that right. Yeah, you did. In California, Joe Biden is underwater. He is underwater in every state in the nation, except for Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Vermont. That's it. Wow. I mean, just wow. So, you know, the thing you totally want to do is fund Echo Health Alliance to create more killer viruses. It's what people want, and yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, some Democrat leaders in the U.S. continue to cling to COVID, as Barack Obama once accused us of clinging to our guns and our Bibles. It is, in fact, a religious experience for some, practically, for the branch COVIDians anyway. Others around the globe are beginning to back away. You can see it all over the place. Little baby steps. As if they are trying to find an exit strategy. And we can't maintain this here forever. It really started with the World Health Organization and the EU on the same day coming out and saying, hey, you know what? All of these boosters are not good. They're not good. They hurt your immune system. Really? Poor Israelis wish somebody told them that before they were forced to take 5. By the way, they have the highest per capita COVID infection rate right now in the world. Yeah, that didn't work out so good. So they're backing away. Why would Boris Johnson back away from vaccine passports, vaccine mandates, and mask mandates? Why would he do that? Why is the Czech Republic doing it? Why are our own leaders in some cases backpedaling? Well, you got to go to the UK to see what's been going on there. The first thing was the Telegraph breaking that story that about 75% of the COVID deaths were bogus. That they were people who had been admitted to the hospital for something else who would later test positive after being there for a while. In other words, they got COVID in the hospital. It didn't kill them. Telegraph and the reporter who broke it outraged by that. That forced Fauci and the governor of New York to admit, hey, you know what? Like half of our people are not really sick either with COVID. We just coded them that way. And I thought that'd get some traction. It died a bit here, but it's not dying down in Britain. Now, the British Medical Journal, it's in the list of, I mean, definitely top 10 most respected, if not top 5. The British Medical Journal is demanding immediate release of all COVID-19 vaccine treatment data. Wait, they said it was safe. They released the data. No, they haven't. No, they went to court to fight the release. Even requested that we not let it out for 50 years. Wonder what's in there. A judge in the U.S. ordered that it must be released within 7 months. The British Medical Journal says that's not fast enough. Now, if we had an honest media, you'd know all about what had happened in the British Medical Journal over the last month. It's been quite a big to-do. They got a hold of internal Pfizer documents from a whistleblower out of Texas. Interesting, she couldn't find anyone here to publish them. And it turned out that the contractors that were testing the shot in Texas were, two of them, were doing something very interesting. They were testing the shot on pregnant women and children. And when there was a side effect or, God forbid, a death, they just excluded the data from the result. You can't do that. That's fraud. Well, the British Medical Journal got a hold of the internal documents proving this and published them. Now, you'd think that'd be a big story, wouldn't it? Pfizer, or at least its contractors, cooking the books, hiding injuries from the vaccine. Why haven't I heard about this? Yeah, that's a good question. Media blacked it out. So the British Medical Journal is firing on all cylinders right now. So this is why, folks, if you looked at Boris Johnson and he's walking away from mandatory vaccines in order to work, vaccine passports, or you got the idiot Joe Biden saying you can't bring food across the border unless you're vaxxed in your truck. Well, it's because of the British Medical Journal. It's because of the Telegraph's reporting. Johnson can't hang on much longer. His truth's coming out. So the British Medical Journal is now demanding the immediate release of all COVID-19 vaccine treatment data. Let me read this from Zero Hedge. The British Medical Journal has demanded the full and immediate release of all data related to COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, saying it's in the public's interest to do so. So they don't want to wait to 7 months. They want it now. The British Medical Journal, a weekly peer-reviewed medical trade journal published by the trade union, the British Medical Association, called for the release of data in an editorial published Wednesday. Now, this may come as a shock to you. You may think we have this data. We do not. Nope. All of the so-called public health experts, including your doctor, have been telling you that we know it's safe, but we don't. Quote, today, despite the global rollout of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, the anonymized participant-level data underlying the trials for these new products remain inaccessible to doctors, researchers, and the public, and are likely to remain that way for years to come, the British Medical Journal said. This is morally indefensible for all trials, but especially for those involving major public health interventions. They're right. The British Medical Journal also accused pharmaceutical companies of reaping vast profits without adequate independent scrutiny of their scientific claims. Yes. So this is why Boris Johnson is in reverse, the Prime Minister of the UK. This is why they're going backwards. This is why the EU got ahead of it and admitted, as did the World Health Organization, that boosters can hurt you if you have too many of them. They said no more than one a year. We can't keep taking these boosters. They're bad for your immune system. Do you hear that here? No? Yeah, they blacked it out. When it comes to COVID, they will never tell you the truth until they're dragged kicking and screaming to do so. So there's that. So, folks, this whole thing is crumbling. There are vestiges of this. The Biden administration right now is trying to use it in their war on the supply chains of this country at our borders. But I'm telling you, it's not going to be around much longer. You can see the bits and pieces of it crumbling, at least foreign. We may be behind a bit, but we got a ways. We still got a ways to go, but I'm telling you, it's falling apart. It's falling apart. We're going to get those numbers in 7 months. That's the max amount of time they got to hide this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this weekend, 20,000 people marched for freedom in D.C. against vaccine mandates. It was actually a joint protest with the ones going on in Canada that the media is pretty determined you not know about, because they'd rather you not know about the vaccine mandate they've just put on truckers, both Canada and the U.S. We'll see how that affects the supply lines. I can't imagine as unpopular as Biden and the Democrats are right now doing anything that would attack the supply lines, but they are. They don't seem to care, which is scary. The scariest part is they just don't seem to care if they're popular or not, which means they're almost free in a way to do whatever they want. What they're doing is attacking the supply lines with this vaccine mandate for truckers, both coming over the border from Mexico and coming over the border from Canada. And then Canada has put a reciprocal one at their border to block Mexican truckers and U.S. truckers from coming in. There's a tremendous cross-border goods trade, so over $1 trillion. So it's everything from car parts to produce. So they're estimating that we will lose at least 10 to 15% of truckers, could be more, because of the vaccine mandate. That's going to whack the supply lines on top of what's already happening. It just makes you shake your head. It does. You're seeing all kinds of sign stuff's going away, though, with this COVID thing. NFL ending daily COVID-19 testing for players. We won't have to hear about that anymore. That's a relief, right? Meanwhile, this weekend, there's a guy by the name of Kyle Warner. He is a mountain bike race champion, or he was, till he got the Pfizer shot. Now he has pericarditis. His heart is essentially ruined. So he can't compete anymore. And he gave a really great speech talking about the disappearing, canceling, and silencing of people like him, and how you're told that you got to go take the shot for your country, do the right thing. But if you are one of those who are injured, you then get canceled. And there's nobody in sight to help you. There's no money in sight to help you either, because of the actions of our Health and Human Service Secretary, both under Trump and under Biden, to give absolute legal immunity to Pfizer and Moderna. So he's had to spend a lot of money out of his pocket trying to get better. His career is pretty much over because his heart is damaged from the Pfizer vaccine. Now, we're supposed to pretend this doesn't happen. He says he's not pretending anymore. He's Kyle Warner. He is a mountain bike race champion. Here's what he said.
And in an instant, I went from winning mountain bike races to being completely bedridden. The last 7 months have been a revolving door of doctors, hospital, and cardiology visits. I've been unable to work and have spent tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket in hopes of getting my old life back. Immediately after my injury, I was quiet. I didn't want to create any hesitancy because I just kept being told my injury was extremely rare and I drew the short straw. After suffering in silence for a few months, I was desperate to find answers, to finally hear something other than, we think this will get better eventually. I decided to share my experience by posting a video on social media, and over the next few days, I was flooded with comments and private messages from others sharing stories of their injuries. Within a week, I had received over 1,000 people's testimonies from all across the world. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, all the symptoms were the same. Their experience at the hospitals was also the same. They just kept being told to hang tight and stay quiet. That was when I met this beautiful group of people behind me. The team of injured people at React 19 saw my story and reached out. They offered me some ideas for possible treatments and things that seemed to help ease their pains. I broke down in tears as I realized I wasn't alone in the search for answers. When I told them I had gotten thousands of responses to my post, they said, "Yeah, we know. We currently have over 5,000 members." I couldn't believe it. How had I not heard about these injuries before getting my shot? How were corporate media and public health officials still insisting the COVID-19 vaccines are completely safe and effective, especially if there's thousands of injured Americans in one online support group? It made no sense to me. I asked them naively, what about the companies involved? Shouldn't Pfizer or Moderna be responsible for helping the people that they're injuring? That's when I learned about the loopholes in the emergency use authorization. Until then, I wasn't aware of the fact that the company selling the shots had been granted total legal immunity by the U.S. government. Even worse than that, I learned that the COVID vaccines are not eligible for the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program due to their unapproved status. This means that none of the injuries behind me qualify for the government aid program specifically established to help injured Americans with vaccine injuries. Zero corporate liability, zero backup plan. What could go wrong? Well, since September, our little group of 5,000 injured people has grown to more than 12,500. Each one of my friends behind me represents more than 1,000 others in React 19 who have been injured by the COVID vaccines and could not be here today. This is real. People are being harmed. People are losing their livelihoods and in some cases their lives, while the government and companies like Pfizer sit by and watch. Not only are our calls for help being ignored, we are actively being censored and discredited by mainstream media. We are not conspiracy theorists and anti-vaxxers. We are Americans, just like you, from every different background possible. Yet we are united by one thing. We were asked to do our part by our country and then cast aside in the name of profit. Whether it's polluting our water, poisoning our food, or putting carcinogens in our homes, we know corporations cannot be trusted blindly. Yet here we are. Our government is failing us again. The fact is that private corporations are making billions of dollars conducting clinical trials on us at our expense. It is completely unacceptable. Today, I issue a challenge to President Joe Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. I challenge you to set up a meeting and talk to this group. Look them in their eyes. Acknowledge their suffering. Admit this is real, not just rare. If they won't talk to us, maybe Joe Rogan will.
There's about a minute and a half more of that. He brings forward a father whose son was killed with had a heart attack and died after a Pfizer vaccine. So they are real. They are out there. They do exist. Over the weekend, NBC News published a piece saying that most of the side effects of the vaccine are imaginary. It just, they're, you know, it's placebo effect and whatever. So anyway, I posted the article and I put, what about the 21,000 deaths reported to VAERS? And I got censored by Twitter. So those deaths are very real. They're not fake. And they don't even attempt to claim they're fake. They just call it misinformation without explaining. They can't explain it because they were actually reported to VAERS. And typically only about 10% of reactions to shots are reported to VAERS. So, you know, you do the math on that. They don't want to talk about it. There's a reason why. But they will. One day they will. They can't hold this back forever. It's too big. Just too many people have been hurt by it. And he was one of them. So I wanted you to hear from him. He will never race a mountain bike again. And he was a mountain bike racing champion. And we're just supposed to pretend he's not real. And that it's okay if he pays all his medical bills. But it's not okay. And it's got to stop. By the way, did you see this? Headline, CDC says natural immunity outperformed vaccines against the Delta strain. You know, I am so old. I remember when you could be permanently suspended from social media for saying that. Which, you know what this shows you, folks? The conspiracies theories of today, supposed conspiracy theories of today, are 6 months later's truth. Yeah, they're just not willing to admit these things yet. And so they put the kibosh on them until they can't hold them back anymore. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, who was that you just played? This guy by the name of Kyle Warner. He was a mountain bike racing champion until he had the Pfizer shot. Now he's not anymore. His heart is permanently damaged. He can't ride. Texter writes, Tara, you just have to have an illegal alien drive the truck in and out of the U.S. with our produce. That should solve the problem since they are not required to be vaccinated. Good point. Hadn't thought of that. It could be a solution. Thank you for chiming in this morning. Texter writes, Tara, if the Democrats pass the voting rights bill, why do they need more voters? Also, if the Fed can just print money, why are taxes necessary? Wow. Okay, both deep questions. But I thank you for sending them. But as far as more voters, they need the illegal immigrants to vote. I mean, there's like 40 million of them. So Texter, so that'd be a lot to Xerox. It'll be real obvious in terms of ballots. Texter writes, hey, Tara, love the show. Biden and the Democrats don't care about the supply chain or if the country goes down during inflation. They are wanting us all to join the new world order where one government will solve all issues. Well, I don't know if that's it. But I do know this. I do know this. What Trudeau and Biden just did was an attack on the supply lines of this continent. I don't know why they did it, but it doesn't change what it is. I'm sure there's nothing to see here. The CDC has lost its monkeys. You're like, yeah, I know, Tara. That was the last time. No, like literally lost 100 CDC test monkeys. Well, not 100 of them, but there was a crash of a semi carrying 100 CDC test monkeys. And some escaped. This is like the beginning of a movie, right? You know, you know what? This is so... I don't know, stereotypical, that it wouldn't even work as the beginning of a movie. Like, if you tried to float the script in Hollywood, they'd roll their eyes. Come on. Truck crash, CDC monkeys escape. That never happened, except it did. Three of them escaped the crash. Now the CDC says it is monitoring local residents for cold-like symptoms. Okay. Anyway, I'm sure there's nothing to see here. I love this paragraph, though, from one of the mainstream media's, some of the mainstream media's coverage of it in a local newspaper. Howie Lurch, a resident of the Valley Township, said, quote, little monkeys, we got bears, we have coyotes, we have deer, you know, all the time. A little 3-pound monkey doesn't scare me. But why are they so concerned about it is what concerns me. Everybody is paranoid now. I know the government has made us this way. They're nuts. It's not us. It's not us. Meanwhile, in Detroit, folks, what the Democrats are doing in these cities, there's just no words. Did you see this one? This is you know what? We need to do daily atrocities, right? Daily atrocities by the Democrats. Headline, UK Daily Mail, where we have to go to read about these things. Detroit man is granted $5,000 bond days after, quote, are you ready for this? Setting his pregnant with twins girlfriend on fire and burning 60% of her body. Democrat DA, who supports bail reform, admits bond was woefully inadequate. Yeah, they're always very sorry afterward, but they never do change their policies. After being confronted about this, Wayne County DA there in Detroit. Kim Worthy is filing a motion to have his bail increased due to the severity of the crime. The girlfriend is in hiding, understandably. Marsh faces multiple counts, including attempted murder, assault and battery of a pregnant individual, domestic violence, and more. Oh, he's also a drug dealer, but it's not a big deal. Just so you know, he is also a Democrat voter. So yeah, you don't want to judge him too harshly. It was only 60% of her body. I mean, it's not like he got the other 40%. I mean, it's not like he's like that guy. The last one, remember the one where he decided to kill his girlfriend because if he couldn't have her, nobody else could? Remember that guy? Yeah. So he set her house on fire with her and her friends in it. Yeah, that guy. And then they just dismissed most of the charges. And he was so outraged. Remember that? So outraged that he was out that he actually went on a diatribe against the DA. So, I mean, this is what you live with if you're in liberal Democrat areas. By the way, did you hear update to last week? So remember Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, went to the human wasteland that is L.A., and visited the tracks there. And so this was his reaction on Friday as the show was still unfolding.
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seen, and asking myself, what the hell is going on? I mean, look like a third world country, these images, the drone images that were on the nightly news day in and day out.
Yeah, it does. So what did he say should happen? Well, he said, you know, we're going to have to start prosecuting these people. Okay. But then when asked, okay, well, then do you still support Gascon, George Gascon? Because, I mean, he's the one who's decided not to prosecute them. That's why they're out every night, you know, raiding an average of 90 containers. Like, well, this is what the problem is. Do you still support George Gascon for DA? He said he did. So this is, Gavin Newsom said he did. So this is the problem. He's not willing to go so far as say, well, I don't support him anymore. On account of, you know, the lawlessness that resulted in the train tracks being covered with all these tens of thousands of discarded containers that people have looted. And, you know, the car might have, the 17 of the train cars might have derailed when they hit this junk. But, you know, and thank God didn't kill anyone. Maybe next time. But no. It's a step too far to condemn Gascon. So this is where they are, folks. And you know what this means? The Democrats can't reverse course. Even in the face of Joe Biden's polling, because they'll lose their primaries. Their lunatic voters won't let them. They are stuck. It is going to be fascinating to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.